We've got Vincent Alesi on the line. He is from Linden New Art. Yes, Linden New Art, because of course Linden has had a long history of bringing art to St Kilda and broader Melbourne, hasn't it?
It has. We'll be celebrating our 40th birthday in a couple of years, so we've been going for a long time.
Yeah, and of course the Linden Postcard Show has been running for a fair amount of that time. This is the 34th year, isn't it?
The 34th consecutive year, correct.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a marvellous concept. Tell my listeners about, if they are coming in late to the idea, tell them about what it's all about.
So it's an open entry exhibition. So if you want to enter a work, you can be a professional artist, an amateur artist. You can enter up to one, two or three works. We have a size restriction because we get so many entries. So this year we've had 1,100 works submitted. And it's an open entry exhibition. It really celebrates community and making. I said anyone from a sort of an amateur all the way through to a professional artist. And it's also has prizes attached. So this year we have 11 different prizes.
That's pretty good. And all of them have got a bit of money attached.
They do, so anywhere between $500 to $1,000.
Now, it's a really neat idea using the concept of a postcard, because, of course, postcards, even though, you know, snail mail has lost its allure, in fact, getting a postcard from, someone travelling, or, you know, it's like a message from the ether, isn't it? And this is the nature of this kind of communication as well, isn't it?
It is, and I think one of the things that the exhibition does, because there's so many works, and you mentioned snail mail, it actually gets you to slow down, because you have to slow down to look at so many works. So it's really great for that, and as I said, it is about community and about communicating with others. And the reason it is called Postcard Show is because originally, in the very first few, six works were selected and then made into postcards, which people could take away or send to family and friends, and we've actually reinstated that this year, working with Placket Media, who have created three postcards from three of the works, and exactly the same thing. People can take those away and pin them on the wall, or you can actually use them as a postcard and post them to somebody.
Yeah, yeah, which is really nice. Are there themes?
There's no themes. It's, as I said, it's open entry. Some of the prizes are thematic, so we have a prize for portraiture and a prize for landscape, etc. But as far as entering a work, it's really open, and the medium is open. So this year we've even got some video works. So it is very much about celebrating creative practice and allowing people to really do what they love doing.
Well, you're the curator. What was that like? For you, is it an onslaught of visuals or what?
Oh, look, it's a logistical nightmare to install because, as I said, we've got 1,100 works. So we've taken the curatorial approach of hanging them alphabetically.
You slaggard.
but it is a really wonderful salon hang. So, the walls are covered from the ceiling to the floor. And so we don't hang them thematically or by colour, etc. And so there's this real kind of sense of dynamic installation. And it does, as I said, it does actually encourage you to slow down and look at things closely, because if you don't miss so many works, you might miss something.
It's interesting that in this time of hyper socialization via technological means, there's still such a strong pull, even with younger generations, to have this tactile experience. I'm thinking now about the campaigns in support of Palestine that were to send postcards in to the post office, and now this continuing art show as continuing threads of connection to tactile communications means.
Yeah, and I always say, for as long as humans have walked on their two back legs, there's a number of things that we have inherently done. One is mark making, which we now call art. One is telling stories, and one is, I suppose, you know, a form of music. And I don't really explore and investigate why that's the case, but all I know is that we have always done those things. And it is, I think, at the core of it, you know, mark making isn't making art, it's actually about communicating. And so it's been something that's been with us forever, and I think it's something that won't be replaced. And you're right, I think it's that tactility, it's that thing of being creative, it's that thing of being able to express yourself. And it's something that, you know, we should hold really dearly. And Postcard Show does that because it actually, as I said, it opens it up to everybody and really encourages everyone to be creative. Like, we are all creative, and Postcard Show really encourages people to sort of tap into that.
And it starts today.
It does. It opens today at 1 o'clock, so the opening's from 1 till 4, and then it runs all the way through to the first weekend in February.
And the thing about it is that it's down by the sea. It's in a 19th century mansion, and it's a lovely free experience.
It is, so you get completely free. It's in the, well, pretty much in the heart of St Kilda, so you can walk from us down to Ackland Street or down to the beach or down to Luna Park, all those things that St Kilda offers. So it's a really wonderful day. You can jump on the tram, get off at Ackland Street and spend a good couple of hours wandering around.
Thanks for talking to us today, Vincent.
Thanks for having me.